One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
While bad video games are often bad for plenty of different reasons, the following releases were all batted by critics and players alike for one reason above others, and could become infinitely superior if they fix just one simple aspect of gameplay. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 9 terrible video games that could be fixed with one simple change. Number 9, swap Master Chief and Locke's playtime, Halo 5 Guardians. Halo 5's multiplayer may have been up to the series' typical standard for the most part, bar a few controversial inclusions, but its campaign was by far the worst of the entire series. The big problem? Well, that was players having control of Master Chief wrestled away from them for the majority of the story, forced instead to portray the decidedly less interesting Spartan Locke. The thing is, the core gameplay of the campaign is as robust as ever, and it certainly looks excellent, but the disconnect between the marketing, which teased an epic showdown between Locke and Chief, and the fact that their confrontation ends up amounting to a cutscene is staggering. To their fair credit though, Halo franchise director at the time, Frank O'Connor, and 343 boss Kiki Wolfkill held up their hands and admitted they underestimated fans' attachment to Master Chief. I mean, somehow, effectively confirming the campaign's 80-20 gameplay balance between Locke and Chief should have been flipped. Delivering a Chief-centric campaign with occasional Locke missions to break things up as he chases Chief's breadcrumb trail would have been infinitely more satisfying than the weirdly forgettable dreck that we got. Number 8, restore Samus's original characterization, Metroid Other M. Metroid Other M is such an infuriating game. On the one hand, the core gameplay is actually relatively decent, but its modest merits are largely crushed beneath its character assassination of franchise protagonist Samus. Rather than delve into Samus's past in any meaningful way, she's depicted here as a weirdly skittish, timid, and annoying character, running totally counter to her self-assurance and combat readiness in the mainline titles. And now, of course, every hero has to start somewhere, but did it really need to be here? The two most offensive results of Samus's bizarre personality transplant are her freezing with fear at the sight of Ridley, despite having encountered him previously, and the ludicrous authorization mechanic in which Samus can only use her weapons when given permission by her commanding officer. Yeah, nobody asked for this. Number 7. Add mid-mission checkpoints, Metal Gear Survive. Metal Gear Survive is undeniably the straight-to-video knockoff of Hideo Kojima's beloved stealth action franchise, a rush-to-market survival game developed following Kojima's acrimonious split from Konami. The thing is though, the moment-to-moment gameplay is totally fine. It uses Metal Gear Solid 5's incredible Fox engine after all, but the experience of playing the game is rendered an interminable slog due to the baffling lack of mid-mission checkpoints. Dying during an outing will send you all the way back to base without any of the resources you picked up during the mission. And considering that it can often take a long time to even reach the mission area, it can result in a ton of time being pointlessly wasted. It is this lack of respect for the players' time which causes Metal Gear Survive to descend from a mediocre, acceptable action game into something truly awful. Though it is a survival game at its core, the fact that it has a lengthy story campaign means it desperately needed to include checkpoints to cut down on the soul-draining repetition and busy work. Number 6, adjust the pit sensitivity, E.T. the Extraterrestrial. E.T. the Extraterrestrial is universally accepted to be an absolutely repellent game, one of the worst ever made, in fact. It's no secret that the game was rushed into production for Christmas 1982 and completed in just 5 weeks, but there's one single facet of its gameplay which transforms it from being a merely inoffensively bland licensed video game into something genuinely offensive, even borderline unplayable. And that, of course, is those damn wells. By far the most common complaint about E.T. is that it's far too easy for players to fall down the wells littered around the levels, which then force them to painstakingly climb back out. Basically, the game's collision detection motion sensitivity is set egregiously high, such that if even a mere pixel of E.T.'s body touches one of the wells, then you're gonna fall down it. But unlike every other game on this list, enthusiastic fans, yes, the game has fans, decided to fix the problem themselves back in 2013, releasing a custom patch to adjust the collision detection and fix a few other gripes too. And like that, E.T. is actually a genuinely playable, not completely awful game. Few would still call it good, of course, but a relatively simple fix pushes it far away from worst game ever territory.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon. Number 5, reduce the loading times, Spyro Enter the Dragonfly. The much-anticipated fourth major Spyro game, Enter the Dragonfly, likely never had what it takes to be a great game, but it could have been a moderately enjoyable one were a single infuriating technical issue fixed. Yes, Enter the Dragonfly is rather on the short side and has an outrageous number of bugs, but the one thing that makes it genuinely a chore to play, well, that's those damn loading times. The PS2 version of the game, aka the version most fans played, touted load times of anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute, grinding any potential fun to a halt in the process. Again, this wouldn't suddenly become a platformer classic if you halved the loading screens, but it would feel like a more cohesive experience with actual momentum rather than a constantly stilted ball. For anyone who loved the brilliant original trilogy, it was sad to see, and because of the game's unpopularity, it's unlikely to ever get the game-fixing remaster treatment that its predecessors enjoyed. Number 4, revert to the original art style. Mighty No. 9. Mighty No. 9 is one of the most infamous most crowdfunded projects in history, a spiritual successor to Mega Man from the series' creator himself, the legendary Keiji Inafune. The early concept art and pitch video suggested a gorgeously lit, smoothly animated homage to the side-scrolling action platformers of yore, emulating their classic style but lending it a shiny new lick of paint. Then, Mighty No. 9 finally came out in 2016. Though it's painfully clear from the end product that Inafune had to cut many, many corners to finally deliver the game to players, by far the most common complaint was how horrible the art style looked compared to the concepts. The lighting used for the final game was completely different from the demo, lacking dynamic shading while character movements were stiff and, yeah, robotic. Obviously, the original art was only a target render as the saying goes, but given the game's eventual estimated $6.5 million budget, achieving that art style wasn't an unreasonable ask in any way. So restore that original look and a frustrating eyesore immediately becomes a much more enjoyable experience. Far away from the brilliance of Inafune's better work, sure, but not migraine-inducingly hideous. Number 3, make the controls more responsive, Driver 3. Or Driv 3. Driver 3 may well be one of the most disappointing video games ever made. Though its predecessors were certainly rough around the edges in their own right, this threequel arrived on a tidal wave of hype, promising a more polished blockbuster experience with on-foot sections, gunplay, drive-by shootings, and immensely detailed cities. Driver 3, of course, fell far short of that hype, being lumped in with any number of Me Too Grand Theft Auto clones, but it's also clear there is a passable game in there somewhere. The big problem this time, well, it's just the damn controls. Whether you're running around the streets engaged in a gunfight or driving your car, you're constantly wrestling against these stiff, unresponsive animations, ensuring even basic activities are rendered Herculean feats. Sure, there are glitches galore as well, the AI is rough, and it doesn't really do anything to trump GTA, but Driver 3 is mostly fatally undone by these wonky controls. They take a generic, if acceptable, game and make it a genuine chore to play. Number 2, a fully co-op campaign, Marvel's Avengers. Oh, Marvel's Avengers. The idea of a live service game centered around Marvel's finest superheroes did seem like an absolute slam dunk of an idea. An action RPG where players can team up with their friends for an epic, sprawling adventure that keeps them coming back time and time again. Well, at least on paper it did. If you weren't following the game's development too closely, you'd also be forgiven for not realizing that the bulk of Avengers' prime rib content isn't actually multiplayer at all. Though the game does indeed feature co-op missions, the mainline story mode can only be played solo. It's an especially odd decision given that many of the campaign missions even team you up with at least one other Avenger, yet there's no option to play it with a pal. The Avengers' main story does actually have some proper highlights as well, kept afloat by decent set pieces and solid character work for the most part. However, played solo, it feels like something is missing, and that missing thing is another player. The game's biggest issues come from the multiplayer portion, the grind, the uninspired upgrades, the repetition of the missions and environments themselves, so why have these two separate things when you can synergize them? Everyone loves superheroes, so this should have been a no-brainer, yet Crystal Dynamics whiffed a sure thing by forcing players to complete the campaign alone and only allowing them to play co-op with an array of dull copy-paste mission types. Number 1, get rid of the stealth, Left Alive. Left Alive is one of the most crushingly disappointing games of the last generation, a stealth action assault on the involvement of key Metal Gear Solid artist Yoji Shinkawa. The marketing suggested a thematic and aesthetic sibling to Kojima's franchise, stealth-driven action with soldiers and mechs, so what could possibly go wrong? Well, ultimately, Left Alive had a ton of issues, namely its generic visuals and litany of bugs, but the absolute game killer was its poorly implemented stealth gameplay. Due to wildly inconsistent enemy AI and a scarcity of checkpoints, the game's lengthy stealth passages are unfairly challenging to the point of extreme irritation. Fans did kick up enough of a fuss that the developer even patched in a casual difficulty to allow players to mostly shoot their way out of tough engagements. But this really was just putting a band-aid on a gaping wound. The stealth component was just fundamentally wrong. Rather than try to ape the brilliantly engineered stealth gameplay of Metal Gear Solid then, Left Alive clearly should have stripped the stealth out entirely and just been a third-person shooter. That way it absolutely would have been worth buying on a deep sale for some undemanding thrills. As it stands though, the stealth adds nothing to the experience because it's either painfully boring or excessively.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Difficult, if not both.